Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Today, we're going to be talking about an article. It's a conversation. It's called Restore the Island. Hmm. This has to do with the environment, so the quality of the air we breathe, mm-hmm. all about the land and how we keep it free of garbage mm-hmm. and pollution and
That's
things
right.
like that. And it has to do with the coast, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, when you restore things, you take them from their sort of used and slightly broken situation and you put them back to the way they were when they were new. So the idea here, of course, is that with all of the human activity, the factories and cities and the garbage that we produce, we're damaging the natural environment. So let's restore it. Let's get it back to the way it was before all that pollution and garbage got put in there. In short, let's clean up the environment.
Yes, so through the conversation today, we're going to learn about helping the environment in Taiwan. Of course, that's a very important topic, so stay tuned for our conversation, then Mike and I will be back.
Giving Taiwan back its oceans.
I heard a very interesting talk the other day at school.
What was it about?
It was about Taiwan's oceans. Take a look at this short video.
Those people are just walking.
They are TAMI. That stands for the Taiwan Association for Marine Environmental Education.
So what are they doing?
They are walking around the whole coast of Taiwan.
That's a long way. How long did it take them?
It took 67 days.
But why did they do it?
They wanted to show how people are destroying Taiwan's coasts. Let me tell you about the talk.
Sure. It sounds like I might learn something.
Talk. My teacher gave a talk about World War II in history class. My teacher gave a talk about World War II in history class. Ocean. Nadia enjoys swimming in the ocean.Nadia enjoys swimming in the ocean. Coast. The shark swam close to the coast. The shark swam close to the coast. Learn. Benji wants to learn how to speak Chinese.Benji wants to learn how to speak Chinese.
Our conversation today starts with Patricia.
Okay.
She says, I heard a very interesting talk the other day at school. When you go to school, you will often hear something called a talk.
Now, I've heard of talk being used as a verb, like I talk to my friend on the phone.
Or you talk to yourself.
I talk to myself sometimes when no one is around.
Mm-hmm.
But here it seems talk is being used as a noun. A talk. I heard a talk at school.
That's right. It means like a speech or a lecture on a particular subject.
Okay.
So if you go to school, you might say, my teacher gave a talk about World War II in history class. One more time. My teacher gave a talk about World War II in history class.
Interesting. So we could also use the word a speech or a lecture or something like that.
In university, it's usually called a lecture.
A lecture, yeah, if it's in a class. So people will get together and then someone with a lot of knowledge, like a teacher, will tell people about one topic. That is a talk about...such and such. Well, Brendan is curious about this talk that Patricia heard at school, so he asks, what was it about? What was the talk about? Was it about flowers? Was it about pizza? Was it about aliens? What was it about?
Learning about pizza. A pizza talk would be good. I could talk or give a talk about pizza for hours, but
okay.
Patricia says, no, it was not about pizza.
No.
It was about Taiwan's oceans.
Ah, that's important too, yes.
Take a look at this short video, she says. So it's about the oceans, it's about the water surrounding the island of Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what an ocean is. It's the mass of salt water that covers most of the Earth's surface.
That's right.
How much of the Earth is covered by oceans? Is it
something like 70%?
Yeah, two-thirds,
yeah.
Around there, yeah, around
oceans,
70%.
Oceans, seas, and lakes, yeah.
That's right. So the Earth is actually mostly water, so that's mm-hmm. what makes it so important.
Yes.
We could say, Nadia enjoys swimming in the ocean.
Ah.
Nadia enjoys swimming in the ocean.
Okay. And as most of you know from geography class, there are, I guess, three big oceans that
yes.
we think of in the world. The Indian Ocean, there near Africa and India. The Atlantic Ocean, that separates North and South America from Europe and Africa. And of course, right here, if you go down to Hualien or Taidong and jump in the ocean, that's the Pacific Ocean, the biggest one in the world.
The best ocean is the
Pacific
Ocean.
That's the best one. It's the best one. It's the warmest one. It has the most sharks.
Yes. Watch out for sharks.
Wait, that's not
good. That's not a good thing. No. Well, it is a good thing. Just, you don't want to run into them.
Okay.
You want to stay out of their way.
That's a very good tip. Very good piece of advice there from Joe, the shark expert. Now, let's get back to the talk. Brendan is looking at this video, and he's watching it, and he says, those people are just walking. So he's watching a video, and there's maybe a beach with an ocean on one side, but there's people, and they're just walking. How are they taking care of the ocean by walking down the side of the ocean on
yeah,
the beach?
Yeah, not very entertaining either.
No,
it's,
no.
it's watching a movie, and people are just walking
right.
around.
They're not saving sharks or helping penguins.
They're not rescuing baby seals.
That's right.
So what are they doing? Well, uh-huh. Patricia has an explanation.
Okay.
She says they are TAMEE, T-A-M-E-E. That stands for the Taiwan Association for Marine Environmental Education.
Wow.
Oh, wow, okay.
T-A-M-E-E,
yes,
I get it.
Yes, yes, okay. So Taiwan, of course, Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Association is a group of people getting together for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Marine.
Mm.
Marine has to do with oceans or
mm-hmm.
water.
Mm-hmm.
Environment, environmental, that refers to the environment, of course, the
sure.
air, the land, and the sea.
Nature.
And education is learning all
oh.
about different things. So this is an association
mm-hmm.
dedicated to the marine environment.
Okay, so they would not only teach kids about fish and the ocean, but also older people about the environment
mm-hmm.
and keeping it nice and clean so that the oceans around Taiwan are clean for everyone to use for a very long time, hopefully. Brendan wants to know more. So, what are they doing, he says. What are they doing walking down the beach next to the ocean? And Patricia tells him something.
Getting exercise.
Well, they are doing that. In fact, they're getting a lot of exercise because Patricia tells us they are walking around the whole coast of Taiwan. That's right, the whole coast of Taiwan. And Taiwan being an island, it has a lot of coast.
That's a long walk.
Yes. Now, from that, you can probably guess that coast is the area where the land meets the water. Okay? It could be a beach, like you might have in Ilan or somewhere like that. Or it could be cliffs, like you might find if you drive from Taidong, you know, down to Kending or somewhere. It's not just always beachy. You might have rocky areas. You might have big mountain cliff areas. But the coast is basically that narrow band of the land which borders the water, which borders the ocean or the sea. For example, the shark swam close to the coast. The shark swam close to the coast because that's where the tasty humans are.
Yes, yum, everybody yum. Get out of the water. Okay.
And seals, right? And sharks get seals, too.
They the come coast. Close to the water and you see the fin
that's
coming
right.
out. And then the Jaws music starts.
Yeah.
And everybody...
Dun, 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 dun.
Just like that.
Ah!
And then everybody has to run away.
Mm-hmm. So they're walking around the coast.
Yeah, it's a long walk.
You know
walk.
What I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking what Brendan's saying.
Yeah, Brendan is saying that's a long way. Yes,
thank you,
Brendan. You are very, very right.
Mm.
I don't even know how long the coastline would be. I biked around Taiwan once, and that was about 1,000 kilometers.
How long did that take you?
9 days.
Okay, so definitely take more than 9 days.
Take more than 9 days and be longer than 1,000 kilometers.
To walk.
And so that would take a very, very long time.
That's impressive.
I know if you're walking like at a pretty relaxed pace, you go mm-hmm. about 5 kilometers an hour.
Okay.
And that's on like flat ground.
All right.
So if you're walking in sand
mm-hmm.
or, you know, like...
True, over rocks.
Over rocks, that's going to take a long time. So that's
yeah.
what he says. That's a long way.
It is a long way.
How long did it take them? So how many days, how many hours, how many months... I have no idea, but before we learn that, how is our grammar point for today? So let's take a moment to learn more about this very important word.
How important?
How very important.
English. Oh yeah!
大家好，我是 Eunice。How are you doing? 你们好吗？今天快译通的主题是 how 的用法。刚刚开头 Eunice 所说的 how are you doing 是 how 的其中一种用法，也就是用来询问状况。像是 how are you 则是用来和许久没见的朋友所说的问候语。另外像是 how is it going 或是 how are things 都是用来询问事情发展的怎么样。这个句型就是 how 加 be 动词加主词。另外 how 后面也可以接形容词或者是副词来询问程度。举例来说 ,how fast can you run? How fast can you run? 你可以跑多快？这句话里面的 fast 是什么词性呢？诶，可不是形容词哦。fast 在这边是副词。为什么呢？因为句子中的动词是 run, 而只有副词能修饰动词啊。所以回答我们可以说 I can run 10 kilometers per hour. 我一小时可以跑10公里。再举个例子好了。我们常常会问人家身高有多高，就可以说 How tall are you? How tall are you? 回答就可以说I am 164 centimeters tall. 我164公分高。另外 how 后面也可以接助动词，表示询问方法。举例来说，考试的时候总是会有人写得很快，马上交卷，我都会禁不住想问他 How could you finish the test so fast? How could you finish the test so fast? 你怎么有办法写得这么快啊？句子中的 could 是个助动词，助动词后面的动词要记得用原形哦。好啦，今天的快译通还挺实用的，对吧？那就赶快练习一下吧，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Okay, so before we cut to our grammar point, we were wondering how long did it take them? Patricia says it took 67 days.
67 days?
That's over 2 months of walking.
That's over 2 months of walking.
Yeah, it's a very, very long time.
No, that's a very, very long time.
That's it. You just repeated I've just said.
I'm just amazed. 67 days of walking. My legs hurt, and I'm only thinking about that.
I'm getting sore already, just thinking about all those steps.
I'm really tired now.
67 days of walking.
I'm going to fall down.
Brendan says, but why? Why did they do it?
Very good question, Brendan. Why did they do this? Well, Patricia says they wanted to show how people are destroying Taiwan's coasts.Okay, well, yes, that will definitely be a way of showing people what's happening to Taiwan's coast, how people, that is us, the people who aren't aware, who aren't careful, who aren't taking care of our environment, people like us, we're destroying the coast. That means damaging them in a very big and real and serious kind of way by putting garbage out there, putting pollution in the ocean, causing lots of animals, birds, and fish to get sick and to die. It's causing a lot of damage, or in other words, we are destroying the coasts.
And then she says, let me tell you about the talk.
Okay.
And yes, that is correct. We are destroying the coast. If you go by the ocean on the coast, you see lots of garbage.
Yeah, a lot of plastic bottles.
Plastic, anything that gets thrown out, you can see it there. So Brendan, he says, sure, it sounds like I might learn something.
Yeah.
If you learn, it means you gain knowledge or skill by studying, or you can learn from experience. Mm-hmm. That means going out and doing things.
Sure.
You can learn by doing.
Yep.
Or you can learn by being taught as well, of course.
That's right.
By a teacher or by someone who knows more about something than you do.
Okay.
So he says, I can learn from watching this video.For example, we might say, Benji wants to learn how to speak Chinese.
Yeah.
Benji wants to learn how to speak Chinese. I'm sure you guys are wanting to learn how to speak English. That's why you're watching this as well. So, as we have seen on the program today, there's some damage being caused to the coastlines, to the oceans. People throw things away, and they don't really think about them until they wash back up on shore.
True, but don't worry, the good people of Tammy, T-A-M-E-E, are here to help us all, and most importantly, to help the marine environment. I think that's it for today.
That is it for today, but we've got another day learning all about Tammy and this video and everything they're doing to educate people about what's happening to the world's oceans and the oceans around Taiwan. So stay tuned. Before we leave you, we're going to have our wrap-up. That's just about all the time we have for the show today. We've been learning about Tammy, the organization that is dedicated to educating people about what's happening to the oceans, and they're doing that by walking all around the coastline of Taiwan. You won't want to miss tomorrow's program when we learn more about this group and what they're doing. Until then, for A-Plus English, I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Big Bang is the headliner, and Icon will open for them.
Big Bang is the headliner, and Icon will open for them.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice。Eunice 今天要接续本周的小聚会主题，也就是 concert。上次提到一个演唱会可能会有许多特别嘉宾。像是台语天后江蕙的最后几场告别演出，就找来了许多大咖，像是蔡依林、王力宏、周杰伦、张学友之类的艺人来站台。有时候做开场表演的人并不一定是主要表演的艺人，而是其他特别来宾来帮忙暖场。像是今天小聚会的句子 ，Big Bang is the headliner, and Icon will open for them.Big Bang is the headliner, and Icon will open for them. Big Bang 是主秀 ，Icon 是会替他们暖场。句子中的 headliner 意思就是一个表演中的主秀，而 open 在这边是个动词，意思是开场，像是 opening ceremony 意思就是开幕仪式。好啦，那我们来复习一下今天的小聚会吧。Big Bang is the headliner.An icon will open for them. Very good. I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Big Bang is the headliner. An icon will open for them.
Big Bang is the headliner. An icon will open for them.
Giving Taiwan back its oceans.
I heard a very interesting talk the other day at school.
What was it about?
It was about Taiwan's oceans. Take a look at this short video.
Those people are just walking.
They are TAMI. That stands for the Taiwan Association for Marine Environmental Education.
So what are they doing?
They are walking around the whole coast of Taiwan.
That's a long way. How long did it take them?
It took 67 days.
But why did they do it?
They wanted to show how people are destroying Taiwan's coasts. Let me tell you about the talk.
Sure, it sounds like I might learn something.
Talk. Talk. My teacher gave a talk.About World War II in history class. My teacher gave a talk about World War II in history class. Ocean. Ocean. Nadia enjoys swimming in the ocean. Nadia enjoys swimming in the ocean. Coast. Coast.The shark swam close to the coast. The shark swam close to the coast. Learn. Learn. Benji wants to learn how to speak Chinese. Benji wants to learn how to speak Chinese.